This 9-year-old boy is rapping about murdering people, drugs, and sexual assault, even though he is clearly being influenced, controlled, and manipulated for money. It breaks my heart every time I see a kid who grew up too fast because of their environment. Lil RT has been stripped of his childhood and his innocence.
First, see real life, so he a fast young man.
He grew up fast.
Exactly,
yeah.
But now I got him under my wings, so I'ma have him doing the right things. You feel me? But I can't stop something that he used to, you see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I try to help little bro as much as I can, but I'm not his father. He go back to his mama and his uncles at the end of the day, so whatever he do at home, that's what he's going to continue to doing, so I can't stop it.
When he is not at home playing video games, he is out there rapping about street life and violence, while the adults around him allow it to happen. In their minds, this is just pure entertainment, but there is a reason why violent movies are R-rated and why children shouldn't be exposed to that kind of stuff. There is a reason an adult is there to guide the child, educate them, and set them on the right track. Today, I want to talk to you about this little man. If you guys have ever heard of him before, this is a young boy who went viral a while ago after dropping his freestyle. Social media went crazy. That's because his lyrics portrayed a hyper-aggressive and dominance-driven mentality. He raps about guns, violence, and sex. Where do you think he learned to act and speak like this? Where are his parents, you might ask? Well, there is a lot of mystery surrounding his personal life and even his real name. And so far, his guardians are doing a pretty good job at keeping this boy's personal information private. He became a viral sensation when he released the song 60 Miles. If Lil RT was not a kid, his song would have been considered excellent by today's standards, and we can see why. The beat, the rhyming, and the vibe seem like a normal rap video. It's about hood culture and everything that comes with it, but because he is so young and the rapping is so dark, his video has raised a lot of controversy. Lil RT is getting too much exposure for his negative behavior. Right now, he has over 222,000 followers on Instagram. There has been a lot of negative feedback on Twitter and Instagram, saying that it is not normal for a child to talk and act this way. He is not supposed to be encouraged to do this sort of thing when he can't even spell half the words he is rapping about. Many people are blaming his parents, guardians, and the adults around him. But I believe that not everyone understands what it truly means to be an adult. It has nothing to do with being over 18. To be an adult means to be a fully mature person, someone who can provide a safe and stable environment for a child to grow in. It is our responsibility to teach these children right from wrong and the impact of consequences and bad behavior. It is our responsibility to show them what honesty means. We need to love and respect not just our child, but the people who are responsible for taking care of that child, because children copy our behavior. They do exactly what we do, say what we say, and act the way we act. As adults, we are their role models. We create this environment where we get to shape their thoughts, perceptions, and way of life. And not many understand the responsibility that comes with being a parent. For some kids, life in the hood is all they know. They don't have a leg to stand on. They don't get the chance to be a child and enjoy the outside world. Nobody teaches them that it's okay to be a kid, and I get that. These children are being pushed to act older than they are, and they are glorified when they act like baby gangsters. Meanwhile, the children who grow up in the hood don't consider their behavior as wrong because it is normal to them. Just listen to RT's freestyle and you will know what I mean.
If I can talk, I'ma spin his brain. If you try to run, I'ma clip his ass. But you cannot run, I'ma kill him.
Now listen to this.
I said we walk it down, we gonna blow, we walk it down. They gonna run away, it's not funny. We gonna pop it up. RT get no fucking man, no bitch. We take it.
If what RT is rapping about is harsh, then he might be pointing out exactly what he sees. This is normal to him. So, if we want to talk about him and his rapping style, we also need to talk about his neighborhood, his surroundings, and his way of life, because there are millions of kids just like him. And these kids just don't have anyone to film them and post that on social media. Lil RT was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. As you may already know, this area has a bad reputation for street violence and gang-related activities.
Atlanta police say there are about 50,000 documented gang members across the state.
RT is just a kid, and in his lyrics, he raps about sex. Remember, this is a boy who can't read, but is edged by adults to act like an adult. He raps about treating all women like they have no value, or self-worth, or deserve any respect. He then goes on to glorify street life and violence. But even if kids grow up in the hood, we can see cases where a mother, father, or guardian doesn't allow them to talk like RT. They have to act with respect. But not everyone is raised like that. Not everyone has been lucky to live and grow in a stable household. Lil RT is just the product of his environment. The environment is toxic. It is just not right. Kids are not supposed to be speaking like that, let alone be making money from the rap industry. No one wants their little brother, sister, or child to talk like Lil RT. But if that's all you hear, all that cussing and toxicity, then that's all you're going to repeat. From the way he is influenced, we can see the corrosion of black culture. This is the kind of content that people shouldn't find to be funny, yet it is everywhere. And when Candace Owens, a famous commentator and host, covered his story, here is how RT responded to her comments.
Why? What happened?
Hey, I'm being myself. They all want me to stop talking about my video.
You know what's the worst thing about this? The adults around Lil RT are not condemning this or trying to stop him. They are rooting for him and allowing it to happen. They are out here creating this platform for him, building a social media presence so they can use him financially.
Wait, we got a donation.
Snitch donated $1. I'm sorry to break it to you, LTLLERT, but 60 miles is not enough, gang.
We've come to a point where we see a lot more parents today who care about views, likes, and comments more than they care for their children. These people are so focused on their TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook accounts that they go so far as to use their children to get attention. They are desperate for it and will do anything to get it. They have no dignity, morals, and values. The child is blameless in these situations because the parents and guardians have complete control over what they post about their children online. And it is things like these that get the views, get the clicks, and make them go viral. This is a sick culture and a type of problem where we can see adults encouraging their children to recite some rhymes, put on the right clothes, or act a certain way and it will go viral. This child is being made into this rap star, a wannabe gangster kid. This can have a detrimental impact on his quality of life and mental health. It can lead him down the wrong path. Obviously, RT is an intelligent and creative person, but if his innocence, curiosity, and childhood are taken away from him, then he will have a hard time building himself as an individual, someone who can thrive in society, improve his education, and work on his career when he gets older. Instead, we see adults grooming him and enabling this kind of behavior. I'm not blaming the child. I'm talking about the fact that this is allowed to happen, probably because that's where society thinks black people should be.
And yet you have a little RT that's creating content on the internet talking about women performing sex acts on him, talking about running from the police, and there's no problem here. That's just what they expect for black Americans. They expect their prospects to be, well, let's return to the streets. You should always be on the streets. You should want to be a ball player, which is probably not going to happen statistically. You have virtually 0% chance of being a victim.
We've been lied to about who we truly are and our history all of our lives, which is how they keep us stuck, broke, and confused. But it's time to change the narrative and understand our true power. It all starts in your mind. That's exactly why we made our new Hidden History Workbook. It's a free workbook designed for those that want to wake up and go deeper than the whitewashed version of our history. This will only be available for a limited time. Click the link in our description to grab yours now for free. Fatherless homes, for example, are decimating the black community. According to a 2020 population survey, today, 48% of black children are living in a home with a single parent, 37% are living with both biological parents, and 4% are living in a step family with one non-biological and one biological parent. Children who grow up without a father are more likely to grow up in poverty, drop out of school, and end up turning to life on the streets. In fact, 71% of high school dropouts are fatherless. Kids who grew up without a father don't usually do very well at school. They tend to get bad grades in thinking, mathematics, and reading skills. They are also less likely to have professional or academic qualifications later in life. Black children in households led by single parents face a poverty risk roughly 3.5 times higher than black children living with both parents. Those who grew up in step families are around 2.5 times more likely to be poorer, and poverty often makes you turn to a life of crime. Black young adults who were raised by a single parent are roughly 1.8 times more likely to end up in jail by their late 20s compared to those who grew up with both parents. Those raised by a step-parent are also more likely to end up behind bars. It just goes to show that having a stable family background can make a world of difference. The majority of rap and hip-hop glorifies drugs, violence, and sex. While sex itself is not necessarily a bad thing, the lyrics normalize having sex with just about any and everyone, which increases the risk of STDs and HIV. All of these things can have a horrible impact on the children who grew up listening to it. Now, I'm not saying that rap and hip-hop are a sign of a culture that glorifies ignorance. After all, it is known for clever wordplay and having the ability to express political and social commentary and give voice to marginalized communities. People make a ton of money from it. But just think about what that means for the children. We have so many kids who think they should rap and become famous because that's the image they are being fed by the mainstream media. When we scroll on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or whatever, we see black people, for the most part, who are rappers, actors, and athletes. Of course, there are black children who put more effort into meaningful occupations, but a major portion of today's youth just settles for the fact that they want to become famous. I mean, what is life without a passion or a dream to truly fight for something? But when you grew up surrounded by instability, lack of boundaries, and poor mental health, and you are knee-deep in the streets, it is normal to adopt this tough guy persona just to survive and fit in. Lil RT is not the only one. We can see a lot of children his age acting disrespectfully, cursing at their mothers, or insulting other adults.
You too. Say the thing three times.
But this kind of behavior is even more obvious in schools, and it is becoming a social norm.
The only kids that disrespect me is black kids. That's it.
Of course, me saying this won't change anything, but we need to put it out there. This is heartless behavior that often comes from home. You can see the hate in their eyes, the anger, and resentment. This anger tends to get directed at elderly people or anyone who can't defend themselves. We can see them straight up disrespecting and frightening people. I'm fully aware that this is still a minority among young people, but it has come to a point where it is unbearable, especially in the case of Lil RT. That's because he is becoming more and more popular by the day due to this kind of behavior.
Break it up, bro.
This not only leaves a bad impression about black culture, but it also serves as a testament that many people in our society find this entertaining enough to want to see more of it. I mean, adults will be the ones who will buy tickets to this show. But what does that mean for RT? Kids can't distinguish fictional violence from reality. This is why we need to protect them. Because if you think rapping is the problem, then that would mean you rely on the same logic that video games are making people violent. From a clinical perspective, when children are around 2 years old, they start to play pretend. They think characters like the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus are real. At this point in life, many children have imaginary friends. For them, it is hard to separate reality from fantasy. But between the ages of 3 to 10, children slowly become more adept at figuring out that difference. For example, we can see many preschoolers who think that everything they see on TV is real. But when they turn 5 or 6 years old, they begin to distinguish the special effects and some animations they see on TV from their own reality. By the time they are 5 or 8 years old, they lose interest in playing pretend. They are very unlikely to believe in fantasy characters. Instead, they turn to the real world and try to understand it better through games and toys. According to medical experts, children at this age start to criticize TV shows that don't look real. Children know that adults know more than them, so they tend to believe adults more than they do their peers. That's why adults play a crucial role in helping kids understand the difference between reality and fantasy. Children use different cues to do that. They learn through evaluating context, existing knowledge, expertise. When we, as adults, come across new information, we decide if it's true or not based on where we find it. Nowadays, there are a ton of blogs and sites that share information. And for example, if some unknown blog said that the government has found aliens on some planet, we would be doubtful. But if NASA posted the exact same thing, then everyone would believe it. The same thing happens with children. There's a study with 3 to 6 year olds that proved kids are using context cues, especially when they are learning about animals they haven't heard of before. If they heard that these new animals were used in a fantastical context, like ghosts or dragons, children were unlikely to believe it. But if they were used in a scientific context, then they were more likely to believe that the animals existed. The same results could be seen in kids as young as 4 years old. Another thing we adults do when we learn something new is compare it against something we already know. If our existing knowledge supports the new information, we think it's probably true. But if it doesn't fit with what we already understand about the world, our current perceptions, views, and thoughts, then we are more likely to reject it as false. Children do something similar. The only difference is they don't have the same amount of information to compare it with as we adults do. So there will be many times when a child will come to ask you for advice or proof. They learn through imitation and modeling. But there are many times when we as adults lie. We lie because we want to protect them. We lie to make ourselves appear bigger, better, more awesome, and talented in our children's eyes. We lie to avoid criticism or judgment. But we also lie when we are lazy. because it is easier to just blow off the difficult questions than it is to come up with a thoughtful and reasonable answer that's appropriate for the child's maturity level. Most of the time, white lies won't hurt, and things like the tooth fairy don't count because children grow up to understand them as mere fantasies. But when these lies are involved in every aspect of their lives, the results can be completely different. You know what hurts? When the child sees their mama or papa give compliments to grandma and then say hurtful things behind her back. When they act lovey-dovey in public and gouge their eyes out the second they come back home. When they make their kids look perfect for the pictures, but life is falling apart behind closed doors. If the child is sensitive and realizes that they are being lied to, they are more likely to lose trust. They start questioning the values they were raised with. If they are stubborn, they can learn to be devious, rebel, and disrespect adults. If they lack confidence or self-worth, then they are more likely to be bullied. We also see cases where parents keep their children in the bubble. They want to keep them safe from the harsh realities of the outside world, from any of the pain or hurt their parents have experienced. But in all reality, this just postpones the inevitable. Because once that child moves out of the house, they have no idea they can be taken advantage of or hurt. This can make them an easy target. That's why keeping everything age-appropriate is important, so that children learn from an early age what's right and wrong, what's real and what's not, and how there are bad people out there who don't always want what's best for you. But for children like Lil RT, life is hard to say the least. When you get mixed up with the wrong people, there are going to be drugs, domestic abuse, rape, and more. There are gang recruitments, fights, and drive-bys in certain areas. People get jumped, beaten, and stabbed, and in some cases, police won't even bother to go there. So, children, like RT, learn to avoid these types of places. Experience teaches them what not to do in certain situations, and how to avoid attracting the wrong attention. As a young kid in the hood, you are more cautious and aware of your surroundings than people give you credit for. You learn to put away your valuables and make sure you are not being followed. If you've seen any stabbings or bloody conflicts, then odds are you will struggle with emotional and mental health issues because of where you are at. The hood is not good for your mental or physical health. So, how do you get out of there? You need a good education, determination, and willingness to succeed. But then there is a problem. In the hood, there is a general lack of ambition, and not many people value education. That's because, for many, school is just a part of the system that has to be fought. Sometimes, people with achievements and a plan are ridiculed. Instead, there is this comfort of dragging everything to the gutter. It is a negative and destructive mindset that often prevails in this environment. Hatred of authority and loyalty to your own community are the main values instilled. Many rely on government support, and in these places, music plays a major part in shaping people's view of life. Music like rap, R&B, and hip-hop embody everything that represents these communities and the pursuit of a good life. By that, I mean confidence and comfort of wealth. This is why we see many children like Lil RT, who want to become famous rappers, want to earn all this money, and flaunt it for all to see. Another problem that not many people talk about is the number of sexual predators that live in the ghetto. Many older men hit on girls and boys as young as 12 years. The possibility of sexual trauma is very high. Also, not many people are ready to have children. They don't have any money, resources, any support, or emotional stability, but they have them anyway. These children often come from unstable families, and people here often feel stuck and hopeless. But because Lil RT could rap, the adults in his life decided that his skills could land him the good life. But it truly warms my heart when I see Lil RT acting like a kid. The way he jumped out of the chair when he tried sour balls for the first time. He was this hood thug until he got defeated by a simple piece of candy. Or when he received the hoverboard, he didn't thank Kai directly, but he said he felt safer with it because he didn't have to be afraid of the dark anymore.
Yeah, okay.
RT didn't curse as much when he got the gift. He talked normally to Kai, told him what he wanted and how he felt, which shows that this child truly has a warm heart. He just needs to connect with people on a social and emotional level. That's it. And since we hear him saying terrible things about women, like that all the time when he rapped, "I got her number and I'm finna rape her," we can hardly imagine him falling in love. Yet, here he is, having a crush on a girl around his age and acting shy and innocent when she comes around. Then, he revealed his girlfriend on social media and posted a video of the two of them watching a movie together. From this, we can clearly see how he is acting in front of his friends compared to how he acts when he is near adults. But then what happens when he is older and his clout is gone? He has no education, no work experience, no practical skills, so he ends up behind everyone else. And now he has no way to make more money. When he goes into the real world and can't progress in life, that's when he is going to hit a brick wall. To be honest, I think that in Little RT's life, the line has been blurred when it comes to supporting a child and chasing his dreams versus taking advantage of the situation he's in. I understand why this boy is so drawn to the rap game. He can relate to it on a personal and entertainment level. He is also trying to fit in. That's because rap about ghetto is not about where a person lives. It is a state of mind that relates to how that person behaves, thinks, and lives life. We all know that crime exists in low-income neighborhoods, but people who've never lived a life like this may not fully understand what that means for children who have spent their whole lives there. The social, psychological, and legal harm that's being done is just mind-blowing. And the fact that through Little RT, this type of life is glamorized just doesn't sit well with me. His thoughts and opinions shouldn't make him a rapper. He is too young to be in the spotlight. We've seen this before. These moments where famous children end up ruining their lives. They turn to a life of crime, drugs, or simply face bankruptcy. When their fame dies down, they have no idea how to live a normal life. But there is still time for Lil RT. He can back down from rapping and focus on what matters the most, education. Considering that we don't know a lot about his personal life, it appears that with time, he will be able to learn more about where he comes from and how he grew up so that we can see the bigger picture. But until then, we can only hope that Lil RT will chase a different path in life and choose to get a better education instead of staying stuck in his current way of life. And if he decides to keep rapping, maybe he can tone it down a bit, at least while he's still young. Whatever the case, this boy needs guidance. He is a very creative individual, and just like any artist, he should be encouraged to chase his dreams and enjoy life. But for that, he needs a more positive direction. Because at the end of the day, when he is all grown up, he is going to look back at his life and see where the good and the bad influence has taken him. Share your thoughts in the comments. As always, thank you for watching.